Okay, Chair, this was everyone who was in our waiting room.
Very good. I'm going to call this meeting of the UIL State Executive Committee to order at this time. We have a quorum. We have an agenda before us. We will be abiding by the University Interscholastic League Constitution and Contest Rules. And I need a motion to approve minutes from November the 4th of 2024 and November the 7th of 2024.
So moved.
All right, Dr. Nivens. Did I get a second from Dr. Cavazos? All in favor, please raise your right hand. That's unanimous. All right. We're going to go ahead and get started. I'm going to introduce this hearing, and then we're going to get everybody introduced so we'll know who we're dealing with this morning. Hearing AA Lancaster High School Appeal of District 24-6A Executive Committee decision regarding the eligibility of a student athlete, Section 443, changing schools for athletic purposes. Mr. Beasley.
DEC 11-6A met on October 23rd, 2024, and ruled that Kennedy Glover moved from Legion Preparatory Academy to Lancaster High School for athletic purposes with a vote of 4-0. No items were checked yes on the PAPF, and items number 1 and 20 were checked yes on the eligibility questionnaire. The student's parents are appealing the ruling of the DEC.
All right, thank you, sir. We do want to welcome you who've joined us today, and we're going to begin, as I said earlier, by making sure that we can hear you, first of all, and then find out who you are and what your positions are. So please unmute. Coach Ford.
Good morning, Coach Ford, Duncanville High School girls basketball.
Thank you, sir. Derek Robertson.
Good morning. Derek Robson, Chief of Athletic Operations, Duncanville ISD.
Thank you, sir. Then we see Lancaster ISD. Who do we have there?
You have Kendrick Brown, Athletic Director, Lancaster ISD.
Okay. I think probably you're in the same room with some others that, you're going to have to consolidate to one computer because we're getting echoes from you. So we need to get everybody together. If you'll shut one of them down and move then please, that would help. Thank you. Who do we have next? It says William Voss.
I'm Kennedy Glover, player at Lancaster High School.
Hi, Kennedy.
Good morning. I'm Lasagna Glover, Kennedy's mother.
Okay.
And good morning. I'm Jerome Glover, Kennedy's father.
All right. So that's family. Please know that we'll probably end up calling y'all mom and dad in this whole situation, if that's okay. Kind of makes things a little easier for us. Appreciate that. Cody Groves.
Cody Groves, Mesquite ISD Athletic Director. I'm the DEC chair for 11-6A.
Okay. Thank you. All right. We lost the AD a while ago. Where did he move to? Is he with y'all? Okay, as long as you're in the picture there and we can see you, well, that's great. Thank you, sir. At this time, we need to make sure and get everybody sworn in. So if
Mr. Chair, did we talk to Letitia Griffin?
Well, I don't know. I am so sorry, Ms. Griffin.
Hi, good morning. My name is Letitia Griffin. I'm the Director of UIL Compliance for Duncanville ISD.
Very important. Thank you. And appreciate that, Mr. Beasley. So let's go ahead and get sworn in. Do so by raising your right hand, and Caroline's gonna get you sworn in for us.
Please unmute. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you will present is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right, very good. Thank you. We're going to start by talking with family. That's our process. And we're going to clarify some of the information that we already have and ask some questions of you. Once we're finished with those initial questions, please know that we're going to go talk to the other folks, but we will come back to you folks And y'all will be the last ones that we talk to, and you will have the opportunity to summarize and do the things that you need to do and say the things that you need to say, okay? And then what we'll do is we'll go to, and this is a little bit of an unusual situation because you're coming from Legion Prep, and I don't think they're represented here today, but Duncanville was one of the places that you were, and so we'll be talking to those folks in a little bit. And then we'll go to Lancaster High School and talk to them. Typically, the receiving district, which is Lancaster in this case, doesn't have a great deal to offer us as far as the reason for the change. But obviously, anything that's pertinent, we want to hear. And then we'll go to our district chair. Once we're finished with our chair, well, then we'll go back to the parents. That's when we'll let you folks finalize and summarize. Any questions? Okay, good deal. While the parents and all are unmuting, I want to go ahead and identify the voting members of this committee so you'll know who you're dealing with today. My name's Mike Motherell. I am a retired school superintendent. Dr. Cavazos.
Art Cavazos, retired superintendent.
Dr. Nivens.
Roosevelt Nivens, superintendent of Lamar Consolidated ISD.
And Dr. Behrens.
Yes, I'm at the Service Center at Region 16 and a former superintendent.
Thank you. Okay. Well, I'm going to go ahead and get things started, and then there's others that'll jump in, I have no doubt. I mentioned earlier that this is a little bit unusual because we've got kind of two moves here. You were at Duncanville, and you went to Legion Prep and then have since then gone to Lancaster, correct?
Correct.
All right. And our understanding is that you left Duncanville, I think January the 17th of 2024. And there was, and you went to Legion Prep at that time. There were some reasons for that that you gave, that a lot of it had to do with conditioning and a knee injury and rehab and those kinds of issues. Is that a correct statement?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then there were a few little issues at Duncanville. I think I'm going to quote something, I think, from Mom, maybe Mom or Dad. I don't know. You can correct me. Certain rules didn't apply to everybody. Was that you, Mom, or was that...
That was me, yes.
Okay. And there was a coach there that said something that she was uncoachable, and she did that in front of, or he or she did that in front of some college coaches that were recruiting. Your recovery from your ACL injury, that's a difficult injury without a doubt. We all understand that. You were having, Kennedy, you were having trouble making your running times and your knee was swelling. Is that a correct statement?
Yes.
Okay. And one of the things that you'd indicated was that at Duncanville, you were having difficulty having enough time or equipment, or I don't know whether it's interest or whatever, to get all the rehab in that was needed. Is that right, Mom, Dad?
That is correct. That's a large campus with lots of athletes. And so to get in to the athletic trainer really any time of the day is very difficult with limited time for each player.
Okay. All right. Thank you. There were some other comments made about that situation. My baby got sick and didn't get to come back and start, but others did. You were a little concerned about that?
That was definitely a concern, and that wasn't just for my child. Although when I speak, I do speak for my child, but that happened on several occasions. I didn't necessarily consider that conflict. I considered that as a concern, as one that I brought up, because there were no protocols in place as to when a child is sick, what happens, what's the duration they should stay out. So I think it was perceived as you're questioning her starting. No, I was actually questioning the protocols for whenever anyone came back sick. And when I said there were different things for different players, that's what I meant. Several players were out sick, but the protocol for each one coming back was different.
Okay. And there was a concern about leaving Kennedy at a tournament. I guess there was a time when she got left.
Yes, sir.
All right.
We were at a tournament, and Kennedy was in the ladies' room, and the team loaded up the bus and went to get something to eat, and she was left alone. And but Dad and I, you know, she came and found us in the stands and was like, the team has gone and left us. So we were glad we were there.
Well, sure. There were other issues about some kids not getting along that were mentioned. You had a meeting, I believe it was in December.
Yes.
With the coaches, December 18th, I think you met with Coach, that's Coach Ford, is that right?
That's correct.
And the
Ford and the AD. Yes, sir.
Okay. And you state that that was about mental and physical well-being of your daughter.
That's correct.
Okay. You also said other concerns were kind of minor, but I think you were dealing a lot with the injury issue and rehab stuff.
Yes, sir. I definitely thought the other things were minor, and I thought that we could just kind of talk through them. I was advising the coach and the AD that Kennedy and the photographer, which is another teenage child, they were into like a little conflict. It was pretty much like girl teenage stuff that I kind of just wanted them to just like get that straightened out so it wouldn't be any animosity in the locker room, but they perceived that as I was asking about social media or asking about pictures and stuff. Although she was the photographer and there was animosity within those students, I was in no way asking about her social media presence. I mean, she has her own social media page, so I wasn't asking about that, but that's how it was perceived.
All right. I'm interested in this meeting happened on the 18th, I believe, as we've already discussed. And you went to the doctor on the 21st and said that the doctor indicated that there was a need for more rehab on that knee. Was she playing at this time? She was playing. It was just starting to swell, things like that.
It was.
Yeah.
It was. She probably had needed to be wearing her brace all day. Duncanville is a 800,000 square foot campus. And so she really probably should have been wearing that brace all day, and she was not wearing it all day. Yeah. So by the time she got to practice, the swelling was there, the soreness was there, and she just kind of wasn't telling everybody what was going on. But Dad and I were noticing her gait was different, and we were noticing that she was having residual swelling in that knee.
Okay. All right. But she was playing on the team, getting some playing time, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then a decision was reached, and in January, you decided to move her to Legion Prep Academy. And your explanation was pretty clear in that it was a homeschool situation, and that she had obligations like 4 hours a day, which left a little more time for her to rehab. Is that a good analysis of that?
Correct.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, they
the doctor recommended that she needed like more of a college style rehab because doing 1 hour a day from high school wasn't helping her knee get better.
Okay.
And we started seeing some complications in her bending. That's kind of really what made us go ahead and schedule a doctor's appointment, just okay. That her entire gait was kind of changing on us. So we just kind of wanted some more information. So when I called her doctor, they were able to get her in because we had had problems with this knee before. This is the same. She had a PCL injury to this same knee. And then she came back and she tore this ACL in this same knee. So we were with this. The knee is just what we were concerned about.
When did y'all, I recognize that she checked out on, I think, the 14th of January, somewhere around in there. And did she go immediately then to Legion Prep?
On the 14th, yes, sir.
Okay. She started then there, correct?
Correct.
All right. And did y'all make a physical move to Lancaster?
Yes, I've been living there since 2021. Yeah, and me and my wife got back together in 2023.
Okay. Mighty good. So you already had a residence there?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And are y'all all living there in Lancaster now?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Mom, you don't have a residence back in Duncanville anymore?
No.
Okay. And so she went through the school year, the second semester, she went there. Was she playing ball there?
No, sir. The Legion, you mean at Legion Prep, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, Legion Prep's... their season had ended when we got there. Okay. And we were more concerned with the academics and the curriculum and getting her in rehab. But the coach did reach out to us and said, hey, if she'd like to stay, because I guess they, you know, they obviously thought we would continue on, which we'd hoped to. And so by what, February?
It was about the middle of February. Actually, the regular season had already ended. I mean, she might have played one, I think it was one game, but the season had ended. She rehabbed for like, I think it was like 5 weeks, 6 weeks. So she really, yeah, but she didn't really get to play. They only practiced maybe two hours once a week.
So she did play with Legion Prep or a little workout with them a little bit is what you're saying. Looks like we're froze up there. Mm-hmm. We've got a little problem with the feed from family and all. If you can hear me, could y'all log out and log back in, please? Well, there we go. Apparently they're logged out and trying to back in now. We will be patient.
Mr. Chair, you're right on point. They're trying to log back in.
Thank you.
Talk to the AD.
when I was a principal, before I got into superintendency, one of the things we talked about with our teachers, and I'm sure still is done, is wait time. You got to have good wait time as a teacher. And we're going to practice that today best we can.
Mr. Chair, they're having a problem with getting in on Zoom, so they're going to try to call in and get on that way and continue to work on getting on the in Zoom.
Very good. Thank you.
I guess they got it.
Got it done. You want to unmute there?
Okay.
All right. I thought maybe Kennedy reached over and just shut down something. glad to have y'all back. Thank you for Thank your you. Efforts. I want to ask a couple of questions of Kennedy. Okay. Kennedy. I think there was a point in time with your time at Duncanville where you may have been suspended for one game. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. For a code of conduct violation. Also, Coach Ford talked a little bit about you struggled some with some sportsmanship issues, some respect issues, redirection being required, maybe late to practice, those kind of things. Can you confirm or deny that?
Well, one, for the code of conduct thing, it was a situation with the team that it was a fog machine and the whole team was in there, but I was the only one who took accountability for it. So the punishment did end up coming on me, which was fine because I'm okay with standing up to what I did if I did it. And with the disrespecting things like that, I don't ever recall disrespecting no coach, nor if I have, it was never brought up to me, nor my parents. So I don't recall a situation like that. And like, just sometimes I would leave out of practice and things like that because it was kind of draining because basketball is a sport I've been playing since I was little. So knowing like I couldn't play up to my abilities, like it was a with my knee problems and my pain, I was trying to like really kind of hide it because I didn't want to go. Like every time I feel like every time I go to the doctor training, I end up having to sit out and I just don't have no time to sit out no more. And it became mentally just a mental issue on my end. So I was working through all of that.
Good answers. Thank you. Appreciate it. All right. excuse me. You folks, at the end of the school year at Legion Prep, learned that tuition was going up, fees were going up.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
And that was a or the deciding factor for you guys to make a move to the place where y'all are now living, which is Lancaster, correct?
Correct. That and I went from working 55 to 60 hours to 40 to 45 hours. So that also played a role into the decision.
Yeah, financially.
Well, as well as those physical therapy bills that started coming in for her and things like that. And then with the tuition going up like 50%, it was going to be too much.
Went up 50%? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. All right. What questions do we have for family at this time, knowing that we're going to get back to them a little bit later? Okay. Y'all did a really nice job of answering questions. We certainly do appreciate it. We will come back to you shortly. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
You bet. Let's go to the folks from Duncanville. Who are we going to be talking to? Coach Ford? And who else? Coach Ford, go ahead and unmute, please. And Ms. Griffin?
Yes, sir.
All right. I'm not going to miss you this time. Okay.
Thank you.
Or is it the two of you?
Coach Rob, our athletic.
Oh, there's Coach Robinson. Okay. Sometimes in this Zoom thing, I get a little lost. I don't know about y'all. when Kennedy left, did y'all do a previous athletic participation form on her?
When she left us on January 16th, 2024, we did not receive a PAPF from Legion Prep as they are not a member school of the UIL, so we did not get an opportunity to do that.
Okay. Exactly. All right. Thank you. I mentioned some of the things that were considered issues, Coach Ford, by you. Said she struggled, that there were some sportsmanship issues, late to practice, might leave practice, disrespectful, didn't make her conditioning times, required frequent redirection. Coaches met with her, did not respond. Parents seemed unhappy. She finally quit. Now, are you talking about the quitting being when she unenrolled, or was it prior to that, Coach?
We met, I believe, in December. The day that we met was in December with me, her parents, and Coach Rob. We discussed all the issues that her mom said and mom and dad said they were having or whatnot. After that meeting, we were supposed to follow up and meet again on the 26th before we played in the tournament. And I called dad and he said he was on a flight. He's going to give me a call back. And I never heard anything else from him. So we ended up playing the tournament in the second half of district. Never heard anything else. And then she withdrew.
Okay. So before she withdrew, she missed some ball games.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you, sir.
Before she withdrew, she missed some ball games.
Yeah, she missed the entire tournament and a couple of district games.
Okay. All right. Was there ever a time when y'all completed a previous athletic participation form on her?
No, sir. We never got anything from Legion Prep. Right.
Okay. All right.
Mr. Motherall?
Yes, sir.
Hey, I think what you're asking is, did Duncanville complete a PAPF on Kennedy? And the PAPF was completed on Kennedy by Duncanville. I think that Ms. Griffin completed that PAPF when she enrolled in Lancaster.
That's okay. Correct. So that's when we got the opportunity, is when she enrolled to Lancaster. That's the first time that we got a chance to complete a PAPF, and we did do that.
Correct. All right. Thank you. Thank you for that clarity, Mr. Cepeda. And in that On that previous athletic participation form, you checked that there had been some issues, that she had quit, that she would not be allowed back. What else was there? There was one other one, I believe, that she was checked. But you didn't check that it was a change for athletic reasons. Can any of you explain that for us, please, based on all that information?
Sure. So when we were investigating, our process, of course, considers all of the parameters that are provided from the UIL. And one of the standards that has been set at the start of the 2023 school year was facts, not feelings. And so we take that very seriously in Duncanville to ensure, while we keep in mind that we are impacting the lives of children, that whenever we're completing a PAPF, that we have factual evidence. So with that in mind, the factual evidence that we could provide in respect to this scholar athlete was 1, 3, 4, and 5. And so we had all the evidence that we felt like we needed to be able to answer those questions well, but we did not have the information to substantiate at the time. Did we know if she was moving for athletic purposes based on her circumstance? And is she? That's the way question 6 is asked. The big part of that is because when she left us, she went to Legion Prep. So then when she transitioned to Lancaster, which is when we received the PAPF, unfortunately, we don't have the information to determine why she transferred from Legion Prep to Lancaster. We could speculate why she left us. And so with that information, we documented the PAPF accordingly. But based on why she left Legion Prep to Lancaster, we did not have that information. So we documented what we had.
And you stand on that today?
We stand on it in further consideration of Section 443, where 443 requires us to also consider some indicators,
right,
that's associated with transferring for athletic purposes. And at the time, I don't know if we fully considered all of that information that's associated in 443. And so if we could do it again and in retrospect to 443, there we may have checked number 6. But of course, we're going to take our time to ensure that all the indicators made sense.
Yeah.
The facts associated with what we had aligned accordingly.
Some of the things that you might be referring to would have to do with who was hired as the coach at Lancaster.
That's correct. Yes, sir.
Correct statement.
Yes, sir.
And no indication of recruitment. We've not had any discussion of recruitment. Just a high profile coach that went to Lancaster. Is that a fair statement?
That's fair. And being more specific regarding the Section 443, identifying if you had received any training from that coach prior to Kennedy played on the team with that previous coach here in Duncanville ISD. So taking that information into consideration, it may have changed our answer.
Okay. All right. Coach Robertson or Coach Ford, anything you want to add? Miss Griffin is extremely succinct and right on target with her answers. We appreciate that.
Anything yes, sir. So to Miss Griffin's point, we collaborate, me as the athletic director, her as our district director of compliance, which is a unique situation, and I think in the state of Texas. Value her intellect, her perspective. And so before any decisions are made, we collaborate and make sure we're trying to do it with the most fidelity possible to make sure we get it right. And so she's our spokesperson. And I think that what she said is correct.
Okay. Any questions for the folks from Duncanville? All right. We're going to go then to Lancaster. And Coach, you're in the room there with Mom and Dad, I know. All righty. State your name again so we won't mess that up.
Yes, Kendrick Brown, Athletic Director for Lancaster ISD.
Thank you, Mr. Brown. Okay. I do have a question for you. Your new girls basketball coach. Her name is Coach Howard. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And Coach Howard was hired in like July?
It was middle June when we began kind of really being real serious about that particular hire. I think the exact deadline, we're looking at the 620, 623, between that when that was exact on the hire.
You know when she submitted her application? Do you know what date that was?
Not right offhand. I would not. No, sir.
But it was prior to the 620, is what you're saying? Absolutely.
It was. Yes, it was.
Okay. And she had been out for a couple of years. 1 year was an issue that had to do with, matter of fact, this particular committee worked in her situation a little bit, I think. And then she set out an extra year, I think, on her own. Is that an accurate statement?
That's accurate. Yes, sir.
Okay. And as I said earlier, there's been no accusation of recruitment here. That's not, we're here about changing schools for athletic purposes today. Anything that you want to add about the reason for the change to this hearing today?
I'll just say the two parts of the PAPF, when Kennedy enrolled with us, that process did include with now the new process of it has to go to the previous school. So that included Duncanville. So when we submitted the PAPF to those two schools, Duncanville, as Ms. Griffin indicated, I also followed it up with a call to Coach Robertson, the AD there, just to see. I understood the sensitivity of things with Duncanville, Lancaster at the time. Coach Robson and I, we do have a pretty good rapport. And he indicated some things to me that didn't really set off any true alarms there. So we received the PAPF back from Duncanville. We really struggled getting a PAPF back from Legion Prep. And before I submitted that to the DEC, I really wanted to give that PAPF every opportunity to get some feedback from them. So we were able to get a hold of Coach. They weren't in the system, so we were able to send a paper copy of the previous report of those six questions. And Legion Prep responded that all six questions came back with no's. So those two things, with Duncanville and Legion Prep, of course, we submitted the PAPF. The thing that I think is evident on our end is that I noticed that Dad had been living and the parents had been here in residence since 2021. And so that was understood, of course, when that was the thing. Mom was pretty point on about that when she provided documents. The tuition increased. And at that point, it was, I think Kennedy was kind of improving a little bit mentally and physically. And I think the opportunity to put her back in a public school setting, that's kind of how she landed there on our doorsteps. I think the thing that I'd like to just share with everyone is the process when she left Legion Prep, which was back in January. And that was one of the things I looked at and looked through was when we started this process of the hearing was.
She didn't leave Legion Prep in January.
Well, let me go back. Duncanville High School, when she left Duncanville, when she withdrew from Duncanville in January, that in play of Coach Howard and the opening, we didn't even have an opening at that time. So when the process began with her movement to Legion, we still had a coach and we were still in season. So I just
think. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well done. Thank you. Very, very helpful. Anything else?
No, I think that's it. We're here today to discuss the transfer.
Appreciate it. I want to go back to Duncanville real quickly. And Mr. Robertson, Coach Howard, was she an employee of yours?
No, sir. Not riding at Duncanville. She was no longer an employee.
She had been, though.
She had been, yes, sir.
Yeah. Okay. Just as a reminder, when did that end? Do you know?
I don't have the specific dates. I know Ms. Griffin was in place. She may know those exact dates.
Ms. Griffin?
Yes. So she was an employee at the time. Her employment ended with Duncanville ISD in the spring of 2023.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Okay. Let's go to our chair at this time. The vote was 4-0. Mr. Groves?
Yes, sir.
Can you, in your words, describe why you think that happened?
I can. Yes, sir. I think it was challenging looking at the situation just because there was a school in between. So yes, you're looking at, they do live in Lancaster. They did come from Legion Prep. But when the PAPF went back to Duncanville, Duncanville had marked 4 boxes, 1, 3, 4, and 5. I think the testimony of Duncanville that day, they had talked about some of the reasons that they marked those things. And so talked about exposure on social media, not being in the starting lineup, plays that were being run for Kennedy, indicated that they felt like the meeting was rooted about not starting. And then just a dissatisfaction with the coaches. And I think the timing of the withdrawal from Duncanville after that meeting, I think a lot of the committee members felt like that was athletically motivated. You know, although 6 was not checked, in the testimony, it talked about fully considering all things. And so I think looking at the totality of the situation, no one voted to approve that PAPF. And I think a lot of it was based off of what was said at that hearing from Duncanville. But I think that's a lot of it.
Okay. Thank you. That's very to the point. Do we have questions from committee members for our chair or for any of the others, any of the two schools involved? Yes, Dr. Nivens.
Yes, so this is for Coach Groves. So when as I'm listening to Ms. Griffin talk, and she said they studied the facts and not their feelings. What about the PAPF made the DEC consider movement for athletic purposes when Duncanville did not express that, nor when Legion Prep expressed that?
Yeah, I think it was the combination of the 4 things that were checked, and just, you know, they indicated that they probably should have checked yes. When we heard what they said at the hearing, they seemed like athletic reasons. And so the committee's hearing that. There were some other indicators. There's some things, you know, perception out there. But I think that testimony seemed to be athletically motivated, that that's the reason that they moved. And I think that's what a lot of the voting delegates heard.
Okay. Thank you.
Dr. Behrens?
The timeline doesn't quite add up for me. Ms. Griffin, can you kind of like go back also? Earlier in this, they had said that Coach Howard was out for 2 years, out of coaching for 2 years. And then they also just said that she left in the spring of 2023. So did she stay on at Duncanville as a teacher?
Yes. So when she was, so in November of 2022, and forgive me on this, yes, it'll be 3 years. So November 2022, she was at an SEC hearing, and unfortunately, because of some scheduling issues and accusations of recruiting at that time, she was placed on probation along with our programs. And so from there, in the spring of 23, she was still on board with us because she's a certified teacher. But unfortunately, based on some parameters that were set with our district as associated with her suspension, she was not in alignment. And so some decisions were made there. And so that's when her employment ended with Duncanville ISD.
That all, Dr. Behrens? Okay, thank you. Okay, we're going to go back to family members now. Dad, I have one question. Some others may have some questions, but we'll go from there. You talked about you've been coaching for 18 years.
Yes, sir.
What do you coach? I mean, what level? Is it AAU stuff? Or is it?
Yeah, it's mostly AAU.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to make sure you didn't coach at the high school level or anything like that.
No, sir.
Okay. And your work, I know that you, I think you have a nighttime shift sometimes. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. And your job hadn't changed?
No, sir.
Okay. You mentioned some hour changes, but
yeah, hour change.
Job itself has not changed.
Yes.
Okay. Mighty good. Mighty good. Thank you. Questions from other members at this point? We're going to let you folks summarize now, and then we'll be making a decision. So go ahead. Y'all done a really nice job so far. Anything else you need to add, please? Very to the point.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Once we had her doctor's appointment, her medical condition was first and foremost for us. And of course, it still is. We did look into programs where we could get her into rehab. That was just our number one goal, was to get our daughter healthy. And we thought we expressed that to the DEC, but you know, when people start talking about indicators and perceptions, everything always falls back to Coach Howard. When we left Legion Prep because of our financial situation, I emailed, and I do have the email information as part of the evidence. I did email the administration there early June, right after our parent meeting, early June, to advise that we could no longer afford it. And she asked, where will we be going? And we advised, we asked her for our transcript. And then she said, well, I'll send it to the school. That's our job. And so I gave her the Lancaster information, and that was early June. Kennedy had not played for Coach Howard, trained in any capacity, played for 3 years. So I don't know how, I mean, well, I guess, I don't know. I guess just saying her name, I don't know, you know, if that's the perception, but our daughter's health was the main concern, still is the main concern, and will always be our concern as parents. You know, once we went to the doctor and they said that about her knee, basketball kind of went out the window for us. We were like, we need her to have a healthy way of life to be sure that she's going to be mobile in her future and not walk with, you know, some type of disability. So that just was that. I mean, that's just what we had to do at that time.
And Kennedy hasn't played basketball since her freshman year. So athletic, yeah, she hadn't played. Actually, she's been hurt for a while now. And as far as the meeting, like I say, when he said anything about the meeting we had with the coaches, and we was in there discussing, he said if this was about basketball, we wouldn't be having this meeting. So I still don't understand how athletics keep coming up but the meeting, we were not in there for athletic purposes.
Okay.
It just seems that everything we said, it was taken a different way, or it was just taken the way they wanted to take it. So it was just, you know, just unfortunate that happened.
All right. Well said. Kennedy, you have anything you want to say?
No, sir, I don't. I just want to play basketball because, like I said, I haven't played really a full year of basketball since my freshman year. So it's taken a lot of toll on me. It's just heavy to carry that around, knowing that it's my senior year and this is all I have left, and I'm just going to be on to a new chapter in life.
Well, don't know what our answer is going to be here today, but I think you've got a bright future. You're very, very well spoken, and we wish you nothing but a great, great future, young lady.
Thank you.
You bet. You bet. All right. Anything else? I think it's time to make a decision to either grant the appeal and overturn the ruling of the district by the district executive committee, which would declare Kennedy Glover eligible for varsity athletics at Lancaster High School, or to deny the appeal. All in favor of granting the appeal, please raise your right hand. That would be Dr. Nivens. All in favor of denial, same sign. That's myself, Dr. Cavazos, and Dr. Behrens. We want to wish you well. That means that your appeal has been denied, and this hearing is over at this point. We'll thank all of you for
I don't understand.
We'll be removing all of you from the meeting at this point. That will not be. Some of you will stay because you're going to be involved in the next hearing, I believe. Correct? All right. Thank you.
Okay, Chair, I don't have anybody else in the waiting room. The next family might be at Lancaster ISD. So we can see if they are going to join us on the same screen.
Okay.
Chair, could you give us about 2 minutes? We'll transition to that and we'll ask quick shortly.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
We're going to take about a 3 minute break. We'll be right back.
Mr. Chair, I think we're ready to roll. If you guys are, we can go ahead and get started.
All right. We're going to move forward then to hearing BB, Lancaster High School, Pillar District 24-6A Executive Committee decision regarding the eligibility of a student athlete, Section 443, changing schools for athletic purposes. Mr. Beasley?
DEC 11-6A met on October 23rd, 2024, and ruled that Caitlin Kent moved from Duncanville High School to Lancaster High School for athletic purposes with a vote of 4-0. Items number one would check yes on the PAPF, and item one was check yes on the eligibility questionnaire. The student's parents are appealing the ruling of the DEC.
Okay. I think we've got the same players that we had in our previous hearing, except with the family now. So who do we have family-wise?
My name is Crystal Blackman. I'm her mom.
Okay.
My name is LaRon Kemp. I'm her dad.
Okay. And do we pronounce her name Kaylin?
It's Kaylin.
Kaylin.
Okay. Kaylin. You're welcome.
She's not with us today.
She is.
All right. Mm-hmm. Hi, Kaylin. Okay. The rest of the members were with us earlier. We have Letitia Griffin and Coach Ford and Derek Robertson from Duncanville. We have Cody Groves, who was the district chair. We need to get you folks that have just joined us for the first time sworn in. So if you'll remain unmuted at this time, we're going to ask Caroline to get you sworn in.
Please raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you will present is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Did I hear yes? Okay. All right. Process. We're going to talk to the family first. Then we're going to go to Duncanville. We'll go to Lancaster. Then our district chair and back to family. So we're going to start with a few questions and confirming some of the information that we have for family members, remembering folks that y'all will get the last word. You'll get to talk at the end and summarize and say the things that maybe you haven't had a chance to say. Okay. Very good. Okay. You talk about the reasons for the change. Y'all are divorced. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. We've been divorced for 8 years.
Okay. And the summer before her junior year, so a little over a year ago, because she is a senior this year.
Yes, sir.
All right. Y'all talked about the potential of moving in with dad. And mom, you said you had some financial issues, and I think you used the term unstable. I assume you meant financially unstable at the time. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And we understand that. So you also talk about Kaylin had some kind of a medical issue and that dad is stable and can pay for medications. And decided then at the end of December, a move was needed, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now I have a question about that comment about dad could pay for medication, whether Kaylin is living with you, mom, or dad, could he still not pay for medication either way?
He could, sir, but it wasn't just about the medication. It was about the stability. It was about her having a roof over her head. We spent a stint of kind of living with family members. I lived with a friend, and it was about overall stability, roof over their head. When she had flare-ups in the morning, he was there to monitor those, to if any calls needed to be made to the doctor. He was able to take care of that. I wasn't.
Okay. And Dad, you indicated it was financial. That's all. That was a statement that you made, correct?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And when she moved in with you, I think in December, she continued to commute back to Duncanville, which is like 13 miles, right?
Yes.
Okay. And was at that time, Mom, did she spend any time with you?
I would go to her house, go to his house to see her when I could. At that point, I started to look for a second job. Things just got kind of bad for me. But yes, I would see her. I would help him out as much as I could. It just depended on the day, the work schedule that I had at that time. But yes, I would see her. And again, I tried to help him out as much as possible.
Okay. Now, she enrolled in Lancaster in August. Is that correct? Correct, Dad? Mom?
We started the process in June. But okay. I guess with the how the school system works, I did make a phone call in June to kind of check the status of everything. But because they do have limited staff, I was just told they have an order in which they do things and someone would get back to us.
Okay. Dad, was there a consideration for her to continue going to school and commuting like she did the end of her junior year back at Duncanville?
You said, was there a consideration?
Yes, sir. That she would continue at Duncanville, even though she was living with you in Lancaster.
Yes, it was.
That did consider it?
Yes, it was considered that, you know, we would leave her. But the thing about it is, with her condition and her being, you know, not able to function as well. So me and her mom made the decision that it was best for her stability wise, for as moving with me financially, and I was able to take care of her like she needed to be taken care of at the time.
Okay. Mom, there's an indication that you called Miss Griffin, I guess, at a point in time. When was that? And what was the call about?
I made the call to Miss Griffin sometime in July. It was for two reasons. One, a courtesy call. And second, to just get some clarification on some things that were cloudy with me as far as the enrollment process and the transfer process. That was new to me. It wasn't something that I wanted to do. But again, I did need to make a clear and conscious decision on what needed to be done. And she was the person with the information.
Did she give you that information?
She did.
Okay. Good deal. There were maybe a few issues with some things that went on at Duncanville. Mom, there was an email, I believe, something about the trip to Washington, D.C., travel when they played, meals, those kinds of things.
Yes, sir. That email was based on, and it was an email, it wasn't a phone call, but right. It was based on her 504 needs. Kaylin has a disability, and I just kind of was a little concerned about the timing of when they got there, how long it took them to get to the airport for her to get her medication. Just wanted to make sure that those things were, that all her accommodations were met and that she was able to get her medication.
Who did you email?
The AD. I emailed the AD, CC'd Coach Ford, and the assistant AD, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay. Now, Kaylin played for the entire season for Duncanville last year. Is that correct?
She did.
Okay. Played in the championship game?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I would ask Does she play any AAU ball, any outside ball at all outside of school?
She does.
And who does she play for?
She played for Pro Skills.
Okay. And are there members of her old Duncanville team with Pro Skills? Are there members from Lancaster's team that play for Pro Skills?
No, sir. Not on her team.
Okay. All right. What questions do other members have for these parents this time? Okay. Y'all have done a really nice job of answering the questions. We'll get back to you as we discussed earlier. We're going to go to Duncanville now. And we'll start with Ms. Griffin, if we don't mind. Any comments? Y'all on the previous athletic participation form indicated that there was were some issues. Can you describe those for us, please, ma'am?
Sure, and I'll let Coach Ford elaborate as he was there for that specific event. But in completing the form on behalf of Duncanville, the concerns was specific to the trip to DC and logistics associated with the trip. There was mention of when they arrived to the tournament. There was mention with regard to the meals that were provided. There were concerns of an in comparison and a lack of funding from other programs in Duncanville ISD compared to how the girls were being treated. So that was kind of the totality of the communication. Mom was just not satisfied with some of the logistics associated with that trip. And so in marking number one and ensuring that we documented accurately and factually of what we had to ensure that we marked that one and provide the information specific to that communication.
Okay. Mr. Robertson, Coach Ford, any additional comments?
Well, I mean, what Ms. Griffin just stated was accurate. Mom did email me. I responded back and mentioned that I would visit with Coach Ford just to, you know, to get his opinion or find out what actually happened in regards to meals and when they arrived at the tournament, the transportation, everything. So, but basically that was it in regards to that matter.
Okay. Coach Ford?
In regards to the trip and the email, the parents were upset that we traveled the same day that we were playing. I think we played at maybe 6 o'clock that afternoon. I can't remember exactly, but it was late in the evening. And we traveled that morning from Dallas to Washington, D.C. And they stated that they had jet lag and we lost the game or whatnot because of that. And if it was out of my control because we had there was state testing going on the day before. So when I met with my principal, we wasn't going to require scholars to miss state testing to go to a basketball game when they needed to take those state testing the day before. So we had to travel that day to play. In regards to the meals, it was basically Duncanville provided all meals. We provide 3 meals a day plus snacks. Some of the parents was upset because we don't have the money when we go out to eat to tip. And I asked the girls, hey, if you don't mind, get a waitress $2 to $3. They did a great job. And some of the parents was upset about us asking the girls to tip the waitresses and asked me why Duncanville wouldn't pay for the tip because that wasn't calculated or estimated in our money because we're not allowed to tip. We just get a set amount of dollars per meal per kid, and that's what the budget is. So I think it's if we're paying for the food and we're going to a restaurant to eat, it's common courtesy to just tip the waitress or the waiter. And that was the gist of it.
All right, I'm going to go back then. Any of you, Ms. Griffin, Mr. Robertson, Ms. Ford. This young lady had been at Duncanville for several years. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. She actually enrolled in Duncanville on September 14th of 2020. So that's her entering in her eighth grade year.
Okay. Was there consideration? And oftentimes, if a coach moves and a player ends up moving to the same district in which that coach is now coaching, there's some consideration in that. Did you folks talk about that aspect of things as you completed your previous athletic participation form?
So in considering the totality of the entire circumstance as it relates to a few transfers, yes, to answer that question, we did. There were a total of four girls that left Duncanville and transferred that had previously participated on Coach Howard's team and or received instruction from her. So again, we did not mark it because, and when I explained to mom when she called me on July 31st asking about transfer support, I supported her from an administrative capacity because I used to be an associate principal at the high school. So I talked to her about how to actually transfer in that regard. But I did communicate to mom some compliance concerns. And I explained to her that there had been some rumors with regard to Coach Howard leaving and her potentially taking some players with her. I did explain to mom at that time that when I got the call about that, like that anonymous tip, that Coach Howard was unemployed. And at that time, I didn't have anything to investigate. But since some of those things were coming to fruition, that I would have to begin to investigate some of the concerns that were reported. And through that process, that if I identified anything related to her daughter, that I would make her aware to give her an opportunity to, you know, address those concerns, and then we'd have to move accordingly. Through that process, I was unable to substantiate any concerns regarding any of the transfers that were allegedly going with Coach Howard. But does it, you know, in consideration again to Section 443, you know, and taking it into account, the fact that she participated at a school where her previous coach coached and now she is transferring. Again, if we had to evaluate that with the totality of the situation and all the transfers that occurred, we may have considered, again, we want to make sure we get it right, but we may have considered question six. But specific to Kaylin, the priority concern with this family was question one and the fact that mom expressed concerns. And I think it's important to note specifically for our district, as I'm reading the email, because I pulled it up, because when she mentions as an administrator about 504 concerns, I want to make sure that we are not doing anything that disregards those important accommodations that are associated with our scholars. And so with that, in the documentation, I don't see anything that's indicating it directly linked to her 504 concerns. So that's important to mention, I think. But from that, that's why we checked what we had, because those are the facts that we had on Kaylin at the time. Again, Section 443 indicators, absolutely, we could consider that moving forward. But at the time, we didn't feel like we had enough to mark question number six from a factual perspective.
Okay. All right. Any other questions for the folks from Duncanville? Ms. Griffin?
Yes, sir.
If I had a spot, I'd hire you. Okay. I just know that. You're very articulate. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Let's go to Lancaster. Coach. Any questions for the folks from Lancaster? And anything you have that pertains to the reason for the change?
On from the Lancaster ISD perspective, when we met with mom, the thing she had just previously done was met with the compliance officer, Ms. Griffin, there. And during that time, she also shared an email that there wasn't any concerns from Duncanville's perspective. And at that point, we sent the PAPF to Duncanville. And of course, it came back
all indications were good. Of course, number one was checked, which we've discussed about the trip to DC. Personally, again, this was a call to AD Robertson to kind of talk about that, to see was that really something, to get more details, because again, the sensitivity of it, totally understood it. But other than that, I think from that standpoint, we noticed that the PAPF was good. We sent it to the hearing. I mean, not a hearing, but we sent it to the DEC. We met about that particular PAPF in early August. And that was when we were really talking about setting the precedence of things that were checked on the box outside of 2 and 6. And so that particular PAPF we talked about, and everybody within the DEC, there were no issues. And so we really felt on the Lancaster behalf, on our behalf, that that PAPF was cleared. And so I kind of went back and talked to the parents and told them that she was cleared. Well, again, I still want to go back to say this. I think the rumors of girls transferring to Lancaster, I just want to go on record to say currently what we have is we have the two hearings today. We had another young lady who transferred in the spring. The district hired her mother as a teacher in one of our campuses where we were able to do some extra special funding to pay teachers a pretty good, nice salary. And so that's how the third one came into play. So that's kind of the story here. But really, it really is what everybody said, is the PAPF was cleared. Now we did, once we came again in October, we had the hearing based upon, I guess, the 443. And that's when our DEC, we had the hearing and she was denied.
Okay. You recognize what I mentioned earlier about the fact that when a coach goes somewhere and kids end up there, whether it's one kid, whether it's two kids, whether it's three, four, however many, there's always got to be a look at that. That makes sense to you, Coach?
It does. It does. And that's in my letter that I stated to the SEC. I talked about the fact that currently we have three head coaches that are from Duncanville, and we also have 11 assistant coaches from Duncanville. So the transfers between the two, it's just hard to pinpoint something unless you have some type of strong evidence. And at this, in all of our cases, we didn't, there wasn't any, I think that's what we're all kind of saying, is there wasn't anything factual. There wasn't anything that said that Coach Howard did something wrong or there were anything like that. I think it's just the fact that the common indicator is the head coach, the previous head coach that worked there at Duncanville.
Yeah, and you talk about rumors. It's not a rumor that Coach Howard used to be at Duncanville. She's now at Lancaster, and that this young lady used to be there and now she's there. That's not a rumor. That's a fact.
Correct. And
those are the things that you have to look at. You have to consider. As I said earlier, and I may not have said it in this particular hearing, this is not an accusation of recruitment. There's not been any evidence whatsoever of that. It's just, was there a change for athletic purposes? And we have to consider whether or not that influence from a previous coach is there, whether they did anything or not, the coach itself. Okay. All right.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Okay. Questions for Lancaster? Then let's go to our DEC chair. Mr. Groves?
Yes, sir.
Same question. There was a unanimous vote here. Can you describe that for us?
I can. I think this one was really tough, to be honest to me. I think going into it, only number one was marked. I think there was that outside perception and some other factors. Parents were divorced. Dad had residency established in Lancaster. So looking at that, I think it made it a little bit difficult just to look at. And I think when you reaching out to a few of the members, asking them kind of where their mind was when they voted, you know, they had never really lived in Duncanville. They were okay traveling from Irving to Duncanville. And then went to go live with dad. And I think the choice to stay at Duncanville, even when they had moved in with dad for that entire semester, they were driving from Lancaster to Duncanville. I think that the timing of actually deciding to go to Lancaster, after the coach had been hired, just the timing is what it kind of looked like to us, I think. But I do think this one was difficult. I think some of the outside factors might have played a role a little bit. There wasn't a lot of detail in the hearing. And I think this is important for the student athlete to get a new set of eyes on the situation, because there wasn't a lot of explanation, detailed explanation as to why the move actually happened and when it happened. And so I think for our committee, they just felt like the timing kind of overwhelmed everything. They could have stayed, they established residency, or not established residency, established eligibility. She's a returning, you know, high profile player on a state team. And I think that was part of their thing. They didn't understand the timing of the move. And I think they looked at some of those outside factors of their previous coach being hired and some other athletes moving over there. And so I really think that's why our committee voted the way they did.
You hear anything new today?
You know, a little bit of talk about the 504. Not a lot. I would hope that the parents would get a little bit of an opportunity to kind of explain that a little more in detail. But we, unfortunately, there wasn't a lot of talk and explanation in our hearing. And it was pretty difficult not to just look at what was said. Duncanville had some pretty compelling testimony, but they were talking a lot about the totality of it as right. opposed to this individual student. So again, I just little torn, but it was a unanimous vote. Okay. So
you think for our chair? Yes, sir. Dr. Nibb.
Yes, sir. So in looking at the PAPF that Duncanville submitted and, Ms. Griffin stated that the last sentence, our intent is to effectively clear the student athlete, but wanted to share the email, basically. What was the primary reason the PAPF went to the DEC?
Well, I think because of the coach, 443, talking about playing for a previous coach. There were several other athletes. And I think, again, looking at it and kind of presenting it that way, there were, you know, there were four to six athletes that had moved. You had, I think at one time, there were four PAPF sent back to Duncanville from Lancaster. I think one of the kids has since withdrawn. You know, I think the timing of those moves, the previous coach who used to coach at Duncanville now getting hired, I think those factors, you know, led the committee to want to request a hearing.
Yeah, and I asked that. I think it's good just to be clear, so everyone will know what the expectations are, and the chair has clearly outlined that. But everybody needs to know. Everybody watching needs to know what the expectations are. Also, is yes, that sir. You may have a clear PAPF. You know, it can still be questioned. So that's thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Nevins. Okay, thank you, Mr. Groves. Okay, we're going back to family. At this time, first thing I would do is ask if anyone has any questions for family right now.
I do, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Dr. Nivens.
I just want to ask the family point blank, what was the move for or for not athletic purposes?
It was not. There were several factors that led up to this. I'll just kind of give you a brief explanation of what's going on with, or what Kaylin has. Caitlin has inflammatory bowel disease. She has a strict medication regimen. It can go from a light flare to a heavy flare. Making the decision for her to move with dad was basically based on the fact that we were living with other people. It's uncomfortable for her. Just the day of her maybe having diarrhea, that's quite uncomfortable to be at somebody else's house and have to deal with that. It was a bit much for me. It was a whole lot for me to have to deal with that on top of her having to deal with it. Again, I will reiterate, her grades started slipping, absences. She just started to get more sick than usual. And I mean, it was because of the instability. So that's where the decision, me and her dad sat down and had a talk. And it was kind of like, okay, this can't go on, because do we want our child to continue to get better, get past this and thrive? Or do we want her in a position where we're going to be in the hospital? Once she moved with him and she was going to Duncanville, it was still hard. Uber expenses, just again, I will reiterate, paying for medication every 30 days at $165 to $200, that's quite a bit. She had to do credit recovery. She had over greater than 25 absences, whether they were because of her being sick or because of us or me having trouble getting her there. So nothing athletic was prompted with this. It's been 3 years since Coach Howard coached at Duncanville. We've had a lot of life changes happen since then. So, and again, I started the process, or we started the process in June. So we had no idea who was going to be there. And at that point, we really didn't care. It was just about keeping Caitlin healthy and keeping her safe. Her 504 plan, there are some things on there that when we had the meeting, everybody that was at the meeting, it was understood. And some things were made, people were made aware of things that were going on. It specifically outlined some things. Unfortunately, I don't know if Coach Ford couldn't make it that day, but he was not at that meeting. So just want to make sure that all the facts and everything is reiterated. It was not athletically motivated.
But what is Caitlin's mode of transportation to Lancaster High School now?
So where her dad lives, there's three buses that come. Again, his schedule is flexible. He can take her to school if need be. If she has to get there, a teammate will pick her up. But transportation for her to be there, it's stable. Her grades have picked up. No flare-ups. She's just comfortable and stable at this point. And that's what we were reaching for.
All right. Thank you.
All righty. Other questions? All right. Final comments from mom, dad, from Caitlin. Anything anybody needs to say that you haven't said?
I will say that, the previous PAPF form was signed. We were under the impression that Caitlin had been cleared and that we could move forward. All the guidelines we read or that we followed up on were met. We didn't have a problem with Duncanville. We didn't have a problem with Coach Ford. Unfortunately, because of Caitlin's health and my living situation, my work situation, she had to go and live with dad. If we could have remained at Duncanville, we would have. But it just made more sense financially, money-wise, for her to go and live with her father at that time.
Dad, do you have anything?
No, sir. She pretty much explained everything. It was just stability for me, man. My financial situation is very well. And I'm very able to monitor her for, taking care of medicine and everything, So that's basically, man, was the reason for us doing that and, moving her. And
okay. Thank you. Caitlin, you have anything you want to say?
Yes. So everybody keeps talking about how there's like four people that came from Duncanville, whatever, but this is not about everybody else. This is about me. And this is about what I'm going through and how my family had to make a decision based on my medical.
Good job, Kaylin. We got the message from you, Shug. Good work. All right. Well, family, y'all done a nice job today. We certainly appreciate it and thank everybody else who's been involved as well. I think you've all been very forthright in your discussions. I want to see if there's any comments coming from any committee members before we take a vote. Okay. Then it's time to make a decision to either grant the appeal or overturn the ruling by the district executive committee, which would declare Kaylin Kemp eligible for varsity athletics at Lancaster High School, or to deny the appeal. All in favor of granting the appeal, please raise your right hand. That would be Dr. Nivens. All in favor of denial, same sign. Myself, Dr. Cavazos, and Dr. Behrens. Good luck to you, Kaylin. Thanks to all of you for your work today and your input. And we'll be removing you as we continue our meeting to see if there's any new business or any announcements coming from staff.
No new business.
No new business. All right. And listen, we'll say thanks to staff, but also to committee members. Difficult decisions to reach. Thanks for your work. Thanks for your willingness. And we're going to be adjourned at this time. We'll see you down the road. All right.